I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. First, my condolences. I'm so sorry to hear about your Uncle Milton.
That's right. Milton Levine, the co-founder of the ant farm, passed away here just recently. I never met him, but I worked with his son, Stephen, when I was the director of the insect zoo at the Natural History Museum in Los Angeles. We put together a giant ant farm.
We had one at elementary school, and I wanted one of those things in the worst kind of way. My mother would not let me have an ant farm in the house.
Well, I remember having an ant farm when I was a kid. In fact, that's one of the things that triggered my interest in entomology. But the technical name for an ant farm is a formicarium. And formicaria have been around for some time. Actually, the first commercially available formicarium turned up in the late 20s. And it also had a farm scene and had multicolored soil or pebbles that you could watch the ants move. The earliest record of a formicarium that I'm aware of was in the mid-1600s. And it consisted of a plate with soil piled in the middle. And then there was a wax moat built around the edge filled with water to keep the ants from escaping. In the mid-1800s, there was a lot of interest in studying insects, especially social insects, and what they might tell us about human societies. And so there were a lot of different designs of observation hives and formicaria. By the late 1800s, there were two competing types of formicaria. One was sort of an expanded, updated version of the plate idea, where it consisted of glass dishes that were stacked on top of one another and attached to a post. And you could have half a dozen colonies all together, and then all you had to do was swing the plate around, and you could look at them and study them individually. The other competing system was a block of plaster of Paris. There were cavities carved out and then connected with channels, and you would put the ants in these chambers and then put a glass plate over the top of it. There was no soil involved. Ants don't need to dig, but that's one of the things that's interesting to watch them do, especially if you're just getting started and learning about nature. Ants are fascinating to watch. Whether you decide to go with a commercially available or homemade formicarium is entirely up to you. An easy homemade setup can be just simply two jars, one that nests into another. The idea is that you want to have a thin space in between them that you can fill with soil, and you can easily see the ants' tunneling activities inside. And especially if you've got a young person in the home who's interested in nature, this is a great way of bringing nature indoors and letting them watch ants. If you're very ambitious, you can go out in the spring and find young colonies. You'll find queens that are out there under stones or under bark that have just a batch of eggs or just a very few workers, and you can capture those very carefully. They're very delicate, and you can set them up in little containers with or without soil. Moisture is the trick, though. Ants will dehydrate very quickly.
Well, whatever you decide, try to keep the lid on.
Definitely keep the lid on.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.